You are in one of those areas that everybody's concerned with. It's an area that is right next to a historic preservation area on the north-south section of Division Street. If they do widen it much there, it's going to get right into your yard, isn't it?
Right.
Did you get the answers you needed tonight, or is it still too soon?
I think it's still too soon, but it was helpful.
What about the project has you the most concerned?
If the project goes through as they seem to envision, it's clearly going to destroy the suitability of my home as a residence. So I'm going to have to look at alternatives, either replace it with something else or more than likely turn it into college housing. It's a gorgeous house. It was built in 1892. I think it adds to the character of the city. But it would be a terrible place to live in if I could reach out from my porch and shake hands with people driving by.
You had mentioned that you're right next to the historic site. You're on the corner of, I believe, Ellis and Division. There's not a lot of room there anyway.
There's not. And it would be just beautiful if they could maintain the aesthetics of the university, which then impacts the historic district and then would impact probably the downtown.
I certainly understand. What we need to look at is the benefit to the community at large. There's no two ways about that. And where people's safety is at stake, where commerce is at stake, you know, those are important overriding values. But I think the city clearly needs to consider the impacts on the aesthetics of Stevens Point. I've lived all over the United States in major metropolitan areas, and you could close your eyes and not know whether you're in California or New York or Florida. And if you look at the commercially developed area of Business 51 between Main Street and 39, imagine if the area south of there looked like that. Would Stevens Point still be the same? It wouldn't. Now, we might have to give up a lot of aesthetics, to satisfy the demands of traffic and commerce. But we just need to recognize we're going to make that sacrifice if we don't do this wisely.
Now, you're right in an area which is highly residential, but you're in between two business districts about 12 blocks apart.
Right, but one thing to consider is the business district around where Cops closed and all. Take a look at that. The occupancy rate of those businesses is very, very low. That's typical of America. In the 60s, we overdeveloped strip malls and commercial property. But look at that area from Cops, you know, south of there. There's an awful lot of unoccupied businesses. So I don't know what we're connecting.
Maybe Stevens Point needs to look at what happened to Wausau.
Particular area?
The downtown. They have a beautiful 400 block. They've maintained their mall in the downtown area, and they've just made it very aesthetically pleasing. And I'm afraid that if Point goes through with this project, as they might anticipate, that a lot of that's going to be lost.
Engineers are great people, and we need them. But they're not really right-brained people. They're not going to consider aesthetics in any of their differential equations.
It's the old saying, function over beauty?
Right.